I am an eternal energy body expressing on each dimension as thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. I am an eternal energy body expressing on each dimension of thought. Yes. How can I be an energy body expressing on each dimension as thought? How can I be pure energy? What is pure energy? How does pure energy express? All is energy, and that's what I know. All is energy. I look at many people, and I think to myself, are they energy? Are they pure energy? Are they pure magic? Are they the pure expression of all that is? Am I this energy? Am I this thought? Am I this action? What is energy? We think of energy perhaps as the energy that's in a battery or the energy that's in the electrical system, energy that's operating our television, energy that operates our household. We think of energy as a person who is very enthusiastic and they're filled with energy. And they're out on the soccer field running back and forth like a banshee, just having a grand old time. Or the energy when you're out sailing a boat and the wind is causing the boat to sail in a way that is very speedily and fast, and the wind is very strong, and you know how to guide the wind, you know how to direct it, you know how to make the boat benefit from the wind, and you sail harmoniously, even in a violent, energy-filled wind. Life is like that. Our lives are our energy. Our world is pure energy. All that exists is energy. Energy is that which makes the world go round. Energy is that which is objectively, the substance, the substantiveness of our world. Energy is all. Now, you say that's a simple way of looking at things. That's a simple out for energy. But what about when we pass on? What about when we move to another dimension and we leave our body behind? What's going on with the energy of our body? Well, our bodies continue to exist. Our bodies are an immortal construct. Well, my goodness, all these dead people who have left their bodies behind and they're immortal and they are eternal and they're always living, how and where and what do they do? Well, we just have chosen not to inhabit them. For a body is an idea. Energy is an idea. Energy is controlled by thought. Energy is directed by thought. We use our thought to create vehicles that use energy. We eat foods that give our body, we think, energy, that allow our body to operate and function in a harmonious way. But does energy need food? Does energy need water and air? Does energy need anything for it to exist? It's however we have created these things. Now, what sort of a creator are we? Are we a manipulative creator where we create things because with needs, with possession? Is the energy of the body possessed by the food and water that it drinks and eats? Is the energy of the body, is the energy of the world controlled by anything other than thought? The energy just is, just as all just is. The energy just is, and the energy has no place to go, has nothing to do, The energy's only purpose is to be the object of our thought. What do we think about? Do we think of happiness? That stimulates the energy in happiness. Do we think of sadness? Then that stimulates the energy of sadness. Do we think of life immortal? Then that stimulates the energy of immortality. The immortality is always there. Life is always there. Our bodies are always there. Everything's always there, much as we sometimes think that cannot be. But it is. Because there is no space. There is no time. And if there's no space and no time, all that is and will ever be, and all that will ever be is and is now. And we are living on many dimensions at once. We are everywhere because we are immortality. We are eternality. We are the allness. And as the allness, we are expressing everywhere and nowhere because there is nowhere to be. All is right here. We find that very hard to believe, ludicrous, in fact. We find it beyond comprehension, and we say, surely that cannot be, that all time and space are right here. It would be a very busy place. How do we conceive of these things? What kind of a mind do we have? What kind of a contemplation do we have about time and space? What kind of a contemplation do we have about energy? Can we visualize a limited energy? Where does energy come from? Energy always is, and it's everywhere. Energy always is. We call it omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. Those things we have called God, we have called the allness, we have called the isness. Those things we have called ourselves, in fact. And in part, they're true. But we are not the all-knowingness of the universe. We are the knowledge of the universe. We are the dictionary, so to speak. The dictionary does not interpolate what it has in it. The dictionary does not take one word and compare it to another. The dictionary does not do these things. It just is and is. And we are like that dictionary. But we are more. We are thought about the dictionary. We take one word and compare it to another. We utilize knowledge and put it to a purpose for us. And we call that purpose thinking or philosophy. And the philosophy and thinking that we do is a way of how we look at things, how we consider things, how we think about things, how we talk about things. And as we do that, we come to a great and wonderful decision. We come to the decision of just where all things are and how all things are. I am energy, and I live in an energy body, and my energy body is immortal, eternal, and my energy body expresses itself on many, many dimensions, all of which are right here now in this place where I am. Now, for me to do that, for me to live in such an awareness, in such a conclusion, is spectacular. It's spectacular from the human point of view, because the human point of view makes everything from its point of view. Now, is there a divine point of view? Is there an immortal point of view? Is there an eternal point of view? Is there a point of view that goes so far beyond the human point of view, it becomes very difficult for us to appreciate it, to conceive of it, to understand it? Well, never fear. However amazing our thought may be, and it's my thought, because there's no our about it. There's no we. There's no us. There's only me. And as I think me, then that is what it is. my thought. Now, what is my thought? Is my thought as energy being the allness of the universe, energy being everywhere present, energy, for instance, as the ocean itself? The ocean is a body of water, and we can conceive of the ocean as a body of water, and the body of water in itself is nothing more than a body of water. And the body of water allows us to exist in it. And we are like thoughts swimming around in the energy of all. Now, we don't make the energy more or less. The energy just is. The energy doesn't need substance to maintain it. If it evaporates and if it distills and if it comes back and if it goes forward and if it becomes icebergs or whatever, it may become different types of matter, not matter, but different types of like ice, like snow, like steam, whatever we might call that, as it becomes these different forms. Is it still water? Oh, yes. Is it still eternally water? Yes. Does it ever dissipate? Does it ever disappear? Does it ever cease to be? No. It may take on different forms, but it always returns to its original purity and integrity. It always returns to that which it always was. No matter how the universe may seem to be so hot that it completely evaporates everything, or so cold that it makes everything distilled in such a way that it is frozen solid, it's all energy. And there's energy around the energy. And energy is what is, and thought is what uses it. And our thoughts, my thoughts, take the energy of the universe and put it into purpose for me, put it into direction for me, put it into the allness for me. And my thoughts are that which are transcending all things, and energy is that which is the vehicle, not the vehicle. It is the essence through which my thoughts operate, through which my thoughts bring forth whatever it is. And I create all things out of energy. And if I create all things out of energy, energy being immortal, energy being eternal, energy being that which exists always, everywhere, all the time, as it is, then that is what I put into my creation. So I think of a house, and that house is energy, unlimited energy. That house is substance, unlimited substance. That house is all that I choose it to be. And there is no limit of money to buy it, or there is no limit of carpenters or architects or beings to work on the creation of it with me. It is whatever my thought is about it, and my thought is immortal. My thought is eternal. My thought brings about that house that I choose to have without limit. The energy of the universe gathers together to coalesce in whatever form, shape, or idea I have for it, whatever idea, matter, whatever concept I have for it. And as I have this awareness of this energy, as I have this awareness of this immortality that I am, I begin thinking thoughts that move into the realm of the greatness and the glory and the wonder and the magic that my thoughts can move in. They need no architect. They need no builder. They need nothing, because the substance of the universe, the energy of the universe, is always there. Those are the atoms that are within the energy. Those are the atoms used to formulate whatever my thought is. And they come forth out of immortality into immortality, out of eternality into eternality, out of allness into isness, and into nothingness and into allness again. Universally expressing, marvelously revealing that which it is. Should I ever question energy, whatever energy is, and whatever I conceive of energy to be, energy is revealed to me as that. And if an instant later, and there is no time, and at another thought, I say energy is something quite different, and I put a different label on it. I put a label not of ocean on it, but I put a label of sky, or I put a label of wind, or I put a label of whatever I can conceive of putting a label on energy. And lo and behold, it is that which I call it, that which I name it, that which I express it to be. And being that which I express it to be, it is marvelous and good and beautiful. It is fulfilling, rewarding, and wonderful. It is who and what I am. I am fantastic. I am the eternal energy. I live in an eternal energy body, expressing on each dimension as thought. I am living here as a human, as thought. But my original purity and integrity is my divinity. It's my immortality. It's my reality. It's all that I am. And as I am that, and as I am aware of that, I delight in it. I'm not surprised as it comes to my awareness to have these most spectacular concepts blossom up in my awareness. I'm not surprised. I'm delighted. But what I am just momently aware of how wonderful everything is and how my thought brings about it. Now I ask myself, where do my thoughts come from? Where do my thoughts come from? The thoughts of reality, the thoughts of goodness, the thoughts of allness. And where do my thoughts come from? The thoughts of limitation, whatever they may be. Where do they come from? They come out of the infinite creative allness. And all thoughts are illusions. All thoughts are illusions which are tremendously unimportant, but they are illusions. And the illusion of how I'm going to form this earth, this planet, this space, this universe, this multi-universe that I live in, so great, so grand, so marvelous. But are there other dimensions that I'm living in that do not have a universe to be its outer form? Are there other dimensions that I'm living in that do not have recognizable concepts about them so that I can say that they are this or that substance? All are energy. All life is energy. Energy is the allness, and I am that energy. Energy is the isness, and I am that energy. Energy is the nowness, and I am that energy. And energy is the conclusion that I have about anything, and I can change that conclusion in an instant as I think another thought. I think of a thought of being here or there or anywhere, and I am there. If I think of myself as a human being, walking, talking, driving, flying, whatever I do, or I think of myself as a divine being, being there now, and I am there. And why am I there? Because I am there. I am wherever my thought is. I am all, if my thought is all, And how wonderful that thought is. I am the isness, and my goodness, and I am the nothingness. Oh, hey, that's kind of interesting. How can I be the nothingness and be the allness? Because I can be whatever thought claims for me. And that thought is immortal, eternal, and forever. And within my stockpile of thought are all thoughts, the isness, the allness, the nothingness, the awareness, the acknowledgement. All of these things are my thought. And all of these things are me. And all of these things are now. And truly, we ponder life and death. And they are imponderable because they are just thoughts. And they're not just thoughts. They are thoughts. And they are thoughts that appear and not appear. They are a continually changing illusion. And as this continually changing illusion, they are as real as they are not real. They are as substantive as they are not substantive. They are something I can touch as well as something I cannot touch. And why is it that I live in such a strange and elusive world, strange and elusive consciousness? Because that's the way it is. That's the way energy works. Energy can be as an atomic flash, or energy can be the tiniest little light on the tiniest insect, the tiniest bug, the tiniest fish in the bottom of the sea that has energy in it, that has light, and yet it has never known light. It has never known the outer world. It has always only known the inner world. But has it? Has that in that infinitesimally small fish on the bottom of the ocean, has it not known all? Is it not all while yet being an infinitesimally small fish in the bottom of the ocean? Are you and I infinitesimally small in the allness of all? Or are we all, am I, in grandly large? Am I the allness? Am I all energy? Yes. Am I all life? Yes. Am I all that exists? Yes. Am I all that doesn't exist? Yes. And when I live in that realization, that consciousness, that awareness, what happens to me? What happens to me is that I realize that now, right now, is the only time there is. So I say to myself, what do I want to experience right now? And I choose to experience happiness right now. I choose to experience peace right now. I choose to experience balance, harmony, wholeness, joy. I choose to experience all that is my ideal reflection. I choose to experience all that is peace right now. And then, as I choose to experience these things, I experience them. For they are my original purity and integrity. They are my original thought, my original concept, my ideal beingness. And as I lay hold of these things in my consciousness, and as I bring my attention to them continuously and totally, they are who I am. Nothing else. Nothing changes, nothing in any way is in any difference from who I am. Because all just lives in that vital, dynamic, forceful way that I am. And I am the allness, all the energy that exists. I am the nothingness, and with nothing. And I am all thought. And I am all thought that is so changeable and so variable, and yet it's not changeable because it is. It exists in its totality somewhere, somehow, some way that my consciousness has yet to enfold. And my original purity and integrity always exists, and I am that original purity and integrity now and forevermore. Because I love myself. I like myself. I like my world. I like who I am. I like the peace, the joy, the beingness that I am. And in this peace and joy and beingness, all is good and very good. And I am the happiest of an eternal, immortal thought. I love you. I love me. I love you. I love you.